1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Yeah, app.
Going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 10 fake Trump electors from Wisconsin face a civil trial next year. Pete Schwabe reports.
A Dane County judge denied a motion to throw out the case yesterday. The liberal firm of Law Forward is suing. It says the fake electors and lawyers who advised them committed a host of crimes, including impersonating a public official and engaging in a conspiracy. The judge's order comes about a week after the U.S. Justice Department filed federal criminal charges against Donald Trump for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. The indictment says the plot relied on Republican electors in a handful of swing states, including Wisconsin. Last month, Michigan became the first state to charge fake electors in criminal court. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call won't say if he plans to file criminal charges here. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Election workers say they're still being harassed by people who think Donald Trump won in 2020. David Becker is with the Center for Election Innovation and Research.
They are still dealing with this stuff. They are still suffering. They are still being harassed. They're still being attacked. That's the state we're in now, in early August, 15 months before a presidential election.
Becker says Americans are eager for an outcome in the court cases stemming from 2020. When that happens, he says he hopes Republicans and Democrats come to some agreements.
That we as Americans can say, regardless of who engaged in these activities, if they are proven to be true beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law, if those are true, can't we all as Americans agree that this has gone too far, that this should never happen again?
There's a bipartisan bill in the state legislature to make it a felony to attack an election worker in Wisconsin. The head of Wisconsin's Wildlife Agency says he's happy with the state's revised wolf management plan. Nate Wegehout reports.
The latest draft says anywhere from 800 to 1,200 wolves is the right number to keep Wisconsin's wolf population healthy and sustainable. The Department of Natural Resources Board met in Viroqua Wednesday. DNR Secretary Adam Payne told the gathering the plan is based on good science. Not everyone agrees. WisPolitics quotes people at the meeting who complained about feeling left out of the process. Farmers, hunters, and conservationists all want to say. The DNR is accepting written comments through September 12th. The DNR's board is set to vote on the plan in late October. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Cream Puff Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair is getting a makeover. The state of Wisconsin will spend $12.5 million to modernize and expand the building in time for next year's fair. The pavilion is one of the oldest and busiest on the state fairgrounds. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. Do you have questions about how to keep your kids safe on the internet? The Marshfield Police want to help. They're giving a presentation at the Marshfield Public Library on Tuesday, August 15th. Joanne Greenlee is one of the organizers of the Parent and Caregiver series.
We want to know what to watch for, what we can safeguard against to keep everyone safe.
The meeting starts at 6 on Tuesday. Greenlee said, with tech constantly changing, having guidance to learn current internet trends is the best way to keep you and your family safe.
Always keeping abreast of sort of what the pitfalls could be is a really good idea for anyone, but especially for parents.
The meeting is August 15th at 6 p.m. at the Marshfield Public Library. The Rafters take on the Green Bay Rockers at Witterfield tonight in their last two games of the regular season. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
The Brewers take on the White Sox. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a 9-game road trip tonight in Chicago against the White Sox. First pitch at 7:10. Milwaukee's Willy Adames has struggled at the plate since getting hit in the face with a foul ball earlier this season. On Wednesday, he crushed a home run. Manager Craig Counsell's reaction.
Just happy for him, I think, as much as anything. You know, he's so important to the group and us being a good baseball team. And so, you know, it's always hard to watch players struggle a little bit.
Corbin Burns on the mound tonight for Milwaukee. NFL, Roger Goodell is coming to Lambeau Field before Monday's Packers training camp practice to officially announce the NFL draft coming to Green Bay in 2025. The commissioner will be joined by team president Mark Murphy in an event that's open to the public. Last night in New England, the Patriots losing to the Texans 20-9. The Patriots are coming to Green Bay next week for joint practice sessions. We're in Cincinnati, where the Packers take on the Bengals tonight here at Paycor Stadium, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Quarterback Jordan Love says he thinks he's going to see some playing time.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I definitely want to be out there and get some reps just to get that feeling of being back out there, getting live reps. I definitely think it's important.
Wide receiver Christian Watson told us on the practice field he thinks the offense learned a lot from this week's sessions against the Bengals defense.
It was super competitive out here. You know, every rep out here is like a game rep. I mean, just taking advantage of that and just going at it each and every play. They're a great team. We obviously want to, we have goals that we want to achieve and make it to this year. So I think we did well. So I think we're in a good spot right now. Let's keep on growing.
Bengals head coach Zach Taylor on why he's excited his younger players will get a chance to face Green Bay tonight.
Well, it's just nice to not go against our own team. There's so much familiarity there that it's time for a change. And so it's good to have the Packers come to town, a really good team that we've got a lot of respect for. And so it'll be fun for our guys to ramp it up and get a chance to compete.
That's Bengals head coach Zach Taylor. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're being brought to you, we're bringing to you our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley.
Yes, good morning.
Paul, my script moved too far for me. My teleprompter was moving too fast. I couldn't keep up with it. I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
How's it going today over there?
Pretty good. How about you guys over there?
Doing well. Yeah, a little wet here this morning.
Yeah, got a little bit more rain than I thought we'd get today. How's that looking for the weekend, Paul?
Yeah, still looking at most of the weekend in a dry pattern here, but it looks like by Sunday night and then Monday, more rain headed back our way. But in the meantime, some of those showers that hit us earlier today still charging a little bit further eastward in Appleton, Shawano area with some of the showers and thunder showers headed towards Green Bay. In general, but so a little kind of a respite in activity until we get late afternoon into this evening, maybe a couple redeveloping storms back into play here. Otherwise, some lingering clouds yet, some partial sun, and then those late day storm chances redeveloping. About 82 for the high today, 59 a few scattered to isolated storms early tonight, and then 81 mix of clouds and sun Saturday, 55 Saturday night, Sunday partly sunny, 78 maybe a late day shower storm. Showers and some storms move in Sunday night, 58. Showers into Monday, 73 and cloudy. And then up to about 80 Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe a few more showers or storms. Wednesday night and Thursday, I still hold in about upper 70s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Paul, there's a pretty exciting meteor shower that's going to be happening Saturday night. Do you know if we'll be able to see it in our area?
So far it looks like we could be okay. It's kind of patchy clouds that could be around the area, but I think I'm not going to put totally shade your hopes of seeing that.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Paul. Always good to talk to you.
Exactly.
Have a great weekend. We'll get people ready for the week on Monday. Okay.
All right. You bet. You guys too.
Take care.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business, our guy right there, Paul Trombley for the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate that. That meteor shower you and I are going to talk about a little bit later, Melissa. We'll get into that in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to it. Maybe we'll wrap up the hour with it. We'll see.
Okay.
We got other good fun stuff we're going to get into as well. What is the percentage of people that exaggerate about their height? I want to get into that. We're going to get into a piece of clothing and a terminology that it has had for a very long time that I have never enjoyed. We're going to get into that in a little bit, too. 9 o'clock hour. I almost skated past the biggest parts of the 8 o'clock hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club is coming up.
Good.
And after Melissa's news this hour, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Woohoo!
Awesome. I don't usually get to participate in this.
I was just going to say that. I was like, and I was trying to find one. So a little behind the scenes here. I was doing a little homework on Melissa and going over the things I've learned about her in the couple of years I've known her. And was talking to your former roommate about this. And I'm like, I don't get Melissa on Star of the Day very often. I'm going to, even if it's a TV show we've used before, I want to use one of her favorite shows. But Melissa, much like myself, only likes shows that don't seem like only a handful of us like. You're very much like me, Melissa, as we were talking about it. Yeah, because Firefly was one of the ones we came up with.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even tell you what the soundtrack from that sounds like.
Right? Yeah. I know the show, and I don't know if I know the theme song off the top of my head or anything. So we got one that we haven't used before. A little bit later today, we'll have some fun with it. And really great to have you out of Friday with us, Melissa.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
9 o'clock hour is also going to have, we're going to get into the best songs to sing along to in the car.
Yes.
I don't know. There's never a bad time to. I don't care if it's the dead of winter, but there's something about summer that makes you want to sing even more in the car, I feel like. We'll get into that a little bit later. Right now, we're talking avocados.
Yeah, I love avocados.
I wasn't sure. I thought you might have. I could have sworn you said something about that. No avocado TV show theme songs. Couldn't find any. Now when you hear about a new strain, you think about masking, but it's not that kind of strain, everybody. It's okay. It's okay. In this case, we're thinking about making guacamole.
Yes.
There is a new variety of avocados on the way called Luna. And there are several major improvements over the prevalent Haas avocados.
Well, that's good news.
For starters, the skin of the Luna avocados changes colors when it's ripe, from emerald green to dark black, so you don't have to guess when it's ready.
Okay, that's good.
The Luna also has a smoother texture, which is ideal for guacamole. That said, even though Haas avocados can be infuriating when it comes to ripeness, a lot of people love the taste. So if for a new variety to take over, experts say the taste will have to be equal or better.
Yeah.
And don't get too excited yet. The Luna has been the result of decades of breeding, but it'll probably be a few more years before it shows up in stores and on your plate.
Okay.
With avocados, it takes 3 to 5 years from planting a seed to produce the first fruit. The real question is, does it have a bigger window of ripeness? They say the Luna has a, quote, a good post-harvest shelf life. But they believe it'll you'll see it. You know, that's what you got to see it to believe it, basically. An interesting fact, 80% of avocados eaten worldwide are Haas avocados, and they make up a whopping 95% of avocados eaten in the U.S.
Wow.
The Haas emerged in the 1980s. Before that, the preferred variety was the Funtory or Strong. The Haas won out because of its taste, and it was easier to peel. The Fruta trees only produce fruit every 2 years.
Wow.
Interesting.
Well, and, you know, we've talked a bit here and there about avocados and the concern of them possibly, you know, like going extinct. Just because of climate change and how much water they require. And, you know, there's a lot of questions. So having another variety, maybe that's going to help. I don't know.
I don't pretend avocados aren't my thing. I don't know that much about them, but I don't know. I don't have one person that doesn't love them in my life, including my parents or my brother or sister. Everybody I know loves avocados. So it seems like, you know, while you got to wait a little bit for this, it does seem like it might be worth trying.
And avocados are so good for you.
That's what I've been told that many times. I had an avocado smoothie when I first landed in Santa Barbara, and it was to this day it's still one of the best smoothies I've ever had. It was amazing.
Well, because when you add avocado to a smoothie, it makes it so much more smooth.
It was really good. It was really good. That's an interesting one. We'll see how that develops. But wrap up the segment with a good story of the day. That's what I like to do on Fridays. Get you as many good stories as we can. And this one comes to us from UPI.com. Go ahead and send a shout out to them. Ben Hoopert, who does some great reporting. We've featured before on this network. A dog who went missing from her owner's Arkansas home was reunited with the family 3 years later, thanks to a microchip.
Oh, wow.
3 years. Rex and Brittany Smith said their two pit bulls, Jack and Jill, that's good, disappeared from their Little Rock backyard back in July of 2020. The family searched the area, put up flyers, posted on social media, but there were no leads. The Smiths eventually moved 300 miles away to McKinley, Texas, and never expected to see their pets again. The couple said that they were shocked in July when they received a call from Little Rock Animal Village with some unexpected news: Jill had been found.
Oh, wow.
The shelter said Jill was picked up as a stray and scanned for a microchip, which gave them Rex Smith's phone number. Quote, "It's like she never left us. We picked up right where we left off 3 years ago. She came right into our arms."
Aww.
The family said that they are renewing their search for Jack in the hopes that they might be able to, you know, he might be in the same neighborhood where Jill was picked up.
Yeah.
Quote, "We wish she could talk," Rex Smith said. "We have so many questions, and we just want to ask her, take us from the beginning, what happened?"
And where's Jack?
There isn't a whole lot of science behind why this happens. Why not only do dogs go missing, but not this story, but how many, so many stories we've done, Melissa, where the dog finds its way back to its owners.
Yeah.
And we understand now that sense of smell and a lot of this is a big part of how they can find us again. But how they get lost in general when they have such a good sense of home and a good way to get home, we haven't really figured that part out yet.
Yeah. It's a mystery. Maybe they just like adventures.
Yeah. Or maybe they needed a break. You know,
yeah, I mean, vacation.
Think about this. If you looked at human beings and you didn't know much about us or anything, and you come to this planet and you see that we have these comfy things called homes that we live in with electricity and indoor plumbing and all this. But every once in a while, these same human beings choose to go out into the woods and hang out there for a couple of nights with none of these things.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's what dogs are doing. I don't know. Maybe this is camping for them. I have no idea.
Well, and how many of us would like to leave our regular life for an extended period of time? I'm talking like a month or 3 months, and just experience travel and live somewhere else. I think that's what dogs are doing. They're taking a gap year.
Yes, yes. I could not have my hand raised higher for what you were just saying. I could. That's a cool story. That's a good story, though. Very happy for that family. I hope they find Jack. Yeah.
I hope they do, too. It's funny. My brother has dogs named Jack and Jill.
It's a good set of names. Good set of names. Yeah, you don't want to let them on a hill, though. That's nope. Things can get dicey then.
Right, in the fall.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
It's bedtime.
Yeah, yeah. Take a break. We'll come back and more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner on locally grown radio.
It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small-town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 59. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Yes, indeed.
Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach all of our staff that way just to separate our names up and email us anytime. You can also direct message us on Facebook. However you got to get these birthdays and anniversaries, get them to us.
Yes, indeed.
And feel free to call up 424-2600. We usually do this until about 8:30 or so. For now, let's go ahead and get to the names for today. We only have one qualifier for today, so we get to put the spotlight right on that one person. For Saturday, I've got three possible qualifiers. And for Sunday, I've got one, two, three, four. Four possible qualifiers. So, Melissa, I need a one through three.
One.
All right. That gives us our qualifier right there. So we can go ahead and add that one. And a one through four.
Four.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So get right into the celebrating here. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday today to John Anderson.
Happy birthday, John.
Enjoy the day, John. Hope it's a good one for you.
Congratulations on being our qualifier.
Mm-hmm. We move on to Saturday, where we want to wish a very happy birthday to Violet V. Dion.
Happy birthday, Violet.
Oh, what a beautiful name. Violet V. Dion. That's a V is her nickname, and that's a beautiful name. That's a good one. We need to bring Violet back. That's a good name.
I like it, too. Mm. It's very classic.
Happy 56th anniversary to Ron and Jenny Stowell.
Oh, happy anniversary, Ron and Jenny.
Happy 56, you two. Hope it's a great one for you. Enjoy that anniversary. That hit my heart. That's a good one. That's beautiful. We want to wish a happy birthday to our qualifier celebrating her 90th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Rita Weiler.
Oh, happy birthday, Rita.
Rita, enjoy your day. Hope it's great for you. Rita, you celebrate all weekend long. Mm-hmm. You enjoy Saturday and Sunday just as much as today. Oh, you have earned
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Wow,
90.
That's beautiful. We wish you a great one. And thank you so much for sharing that birthday with us, everybody. That's great. Have a great day, Rita.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to wish on Sunday a very happy birthday to a good friend of ours, Matt Lippert.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Matt joins us as our ag agent for UW Extension. I have learned so much over the years talking to Matt about farming, about what farmers go through. And Matt is a great resource for us. We greatly appreciate the work he does for our communities, for our farmers, and here at our station.
Yes.
Happy birthday to James Fuller.
Happy birthday, James.
Got a good name on you there, sir. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day, James. Hope it's a great one for you. We want to wish a happy birthday as well to Jennifer Hetzel Milkey.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Jen's awesome. Have a great birthday, Jennifer. Enjoy your day. I want to send a quick shout out to my little cousin, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Lisa's birthday is Sunday. Lisa's like a sister to me. I feel weird calling her a cousin because she's like a sister to me. So, love you, Lisa. I'll talk to you this weekend. Enjoy your day, hon. And our qualifier for Sunday, celebrating their 57th anniversary.
Ooh.
Had a 56 earlier, got a 57 here for Warren and Peggy Mertens.
Warren and Peggy. Wow, happy anniversary, you two.
That's beautiful. Congratulations, you guys. You are our qualifiers for Sunday. A big congratulations to everybody celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this weekend. That's awesome.
Yes, and I have one shout-out I have to do for my very best friend, Deanne. We've been friends since high school. It's her birthday today.
Ooh.
So I didn't get that in time before you moved on to the weekend, but she can't qualify because, you know, she's my bestie.
Yeah, yeah. But that, hey, we wish her a great one. And I mean, enjoy your day. How long do you guys, you said you've been friends with?
Oh, since high school. That's so forever.
Cool. That's cool. I love that.
Yeah,
stuff.
She
That's
was the awesome. First person who befriended me at Tomah High School when I first entered public school as a sophomore in high school. So.
As a foolish romantic, I certainly love the high school sweetheart story, but I think the one I love most is that one right there, Melissa. I love the best friends that are still friends from grade school or junior high or high school or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's cool.
Well, because it takes an effort to keep in touch and to, you know, maintain that friendship. It's I don't want to say it's work, but you have to put the effort in.
Yeah, you really do. It has to be both parties doing that. Being willing to do that, too. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays.
Really?
First up, Thor is 40 today.
Really?
Chris Hemsworth is 40.
Hmm.
Great actor. Very good actor. Way, way, way better than average. Way better than what we're used to with action stars and that. Chris Hemsworth's got some chops to him as an actor.
Australian actor.
Yes.
Gorgeous man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Most people have seen him in the Thor movies. I think he's killed it in those. He's been great. There is two movies on Netflix called Extraction. There's a first and a second one. If you like if you like action and you like seeing some sneaky good acting scenes in thrown into your action, those are two really really, really good ones. There's a couple of scenes in those where they filmed them without taking any cuts, any breaks, just simultaneous. And it's so hard to do in action because with all these explosions, you get one take. And Chris is so good at that one take. Like a lot of the a lot of his career, the first what we're seeing is the first take. He's one of those kind of actors, which you know, directors really love because you can keep moving. Studios love because it saves you money. He's one of those actors. It seems like everybody has good things to say about.
Does he have a theater background?
A little bit, but mostly growing up, he was always a performer with his brothers and stuff. He just one of these people that his parents kind of always felt he was going to turn into something like this. I don't think anybody could have seen him as Thor, you know, and that stuff. But
he's got quite the IMDb page. I mean, he has done a lot of work.
He's one of these guys who has not stopped working since his break, and I have such a respect for that. When you get your break later, you got to keep working, you know.
He was in the original Men in Black.
Yeah, he was in. He was in kind of the reboot of it. Yeah. And with another fellow Marvel alum, Tessa Thompson, I believe. And Friedel is 47. Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World. Also, he was Ron Stoppable on Kim Possible. And he was Lex Luthor on DC Superhero Girls. But he also did the voice of Batman in Batman Beyond. So he got to be Batman and Lex Luthor. And that's good. Hey. That's pretty cool.
Not many people get that opportunity.
No. Ooh, the great, the wonderful, the amazing Viola Davis is 58 today.
Viola. We were talking about Violet early. Viola is also a really pretty
name. Yeah, I got to bring that one back, too. Viola is one of the greatest actresses I've ever seen. Amanda Waller in the Suicide Squad movies. She's a lead actress in How to Get Away with Murder. Bunch of other stuff, too.
The Woman King.
Yes.
22.
Yeah, that one's probably one of the ones that, if not her greatest performance, one of them. It's hard to say because I've never seen that woman do a bad scene of any. I've seen her in bad movies, and she's still the best part of them. She's incredible.
And she's in The Help, which is such a great. They did such a great job adapting that to film from the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was impressed with that.
So I couldn't picture anybody else playing that role but her.
Mm hmm.
Joe Jackson is stepping out at 69. That would be the singer who did Stepping Out, a big hit that he had in the 80s. Terry Hogan, Hulk Hogan, is 70 today.
Wow.
A lot of things we could say about Hulk Hogan outside of the ring and everything. But it's his birthday, so just to be nice for a moment, I will say that wrestling probably doesn't get where it gets without Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant had the fan following that the territory wrestling brought. And as they were transitioning to TV and really Vince was basically monopolizing wrestling and pulling every good wrestler from every unit around the country, that wasn't seen very well. And Hogan was kind of seen as a bit of his golden boy as he started to develop the character. Andre the Giant really helped win him over with the friendship that they created and everything in the ring. And it doesn't happen without those two. Where wrestling is today, it really big part starts with those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Carmen is 74. All by myself. Make me lose control. Hungry eyes. He had a run there. Eric Carmen had a moment there in the 80s. let's see here. And John Connolly is 77. Country singer. We talked about it a little bit over on our Sunrise show. Lady Lay Me Down. Backside of 30. Common Man. A lot of big hits from John Connolly.
Friday Night Blues.
Yeah, there's another one. Yeah. And let's take a quick look at Saturday birthdays. Let's go ahead and see what's up for Saturday. How many celebrities? What do we got here? Oh, my guy, Lakeith Stanfield is 32. Darius on Atlanta. He was Snoop and Straight Outta Compton. Great actor. Judas and the Black Messiah is one of the better movies I've seen in the last 10 years, and he just is incredible in it. Michael Ian Black is 52, from The State and Wet Hot American Summer, plenty of others. Pete Sampras is 52, tennis stud. At one time, I thought Pete Sampras was the greatest tennis player I ever saw. Yeah, great career. And would have been celebrating birthdays on Saturday. Country legends Porter Wagner, born in 1927, and the great Buck Owens, born in 1929.
Wow.
And Sunday, let's going on Sunday. Let's take a look at that.
thin list.
Yeah. Let's see. People who are no longer with us that would have celebrated the birthday on Sunday. The wonderful, the king of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock, born in 1899, ooh, passed away in 1980. Quite a long life for Mr. Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Directing doesn't get where it gets without Alfred Hitchcock.
No.
There has been nothing but great directors in Hollywood history, but you have none of the suspense, none of the horror, none of the action stuff that you see nowadays with some of the camera angles and the different takes that Hitchcock had to the camera. There is, I've talked about it before, I think it's North by Northwest. There's a scene where a woman's on a phone and you can't hear her that well, and the camera is set up where you're only looking into the bedroom and the door's shut partially. And I've done this to people before where I've watched this movie with people, because I did this as a kid, and you can't help yourself. You find yourself turning your head, trying to look around the door, even though you know it's a movie and it's on a screen.
Right.
That is the greatness of Alfred Hitchcock, among billions of other things I could say about him. There, again, just like anybody else, there's some stuff, too, that we could say about him. But his impact on the genre, on the game, is never going to be forgotten. Brett Lahr would have been born on, would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. He was the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, he did a good job in that.
Yeah, classic performance. Dan Fogelberg, born on Sunday in 1951, leader of the band, same old Lang Syne, but Longer from Dan Fogelberg from 1980 is a top five love song of all time for me.
Really?
I can't hear that song and not get mushy. If I just got shot in the foot in Longer from Dan Fogelberg plays, I'm going to be singing along with it and thinking about, like, some, you know, what have you. Just whatever romance is in my head at that moment or whatever. It's one of those songs. It's always hit me. I don't know why, but it always has. Let's see here. Not mentioning him. Don Ho, born on Sunday in 1930. Tiny Bubbles singer and plenty of others.
Tiny Bubbles.
All I've ever heard is people like hint at that song. I don't know if I've ever really heard that song. I don't know.
Oh, and he's Hawaiian.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. And gives us an opportunity to send a thoughts and feelings and heart to our people in Hawaii. And certainly paying attention to whatever we can do to help.
Yes, absolutely.
Keep an eye on that, everybody. And we'll be certainly covering that story here at Civic Media and at WFHR. Speaking of covering things, Melissa's going to do that with her news. Stick around, because after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Oh, yeah.
And we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open 6 to 2 today, Saturday, Sunday. Get on over there, enjoy. Get some free Misty's. Get some Misty's in your life, people. That's what you got to do. Get on over there and let them know you heard about the show and the segment here on WFHR. Wish them a great day from all of us here at Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. A 50-year-old man from Clark County has been arrested without the option of bail in a special operation between the Clark and Wood County Sheriff's Departments and Marshfield Police. Stephen Stewart from Chile, just west of Marshfield, was taken into custody on Thursday after he didn't show up to a firearms surrender hearing in Wood County. Stewart also has multiple pending charges related to domestic abuse, some of which include stalking, harassment, fleeing an officer, and reckless driving. Stewart was arrested without incident at his home yesterday afternoon. Business 51 in Stevens Point is down a lane as the city is testing new products to fix potholes. The west lane between Main and Clark Street is closed for at least a week while the new products fully cure. Chris Johnson is the superintendent of streets. He said they are testing a concrete mix to patch most of the larger holes and cracks and testing two other, more expensive products on the smaller holes. If they prove to be more durable than what the city has traditionally patched holes with, it will save taxpayers money in the long run. Portage County Historical Society is celebrating 30 years of the women's rugby program at UW-Stevens Point. You can catch their exhibit this Saturday and get a chance to learn the basics of the game.
We encourage everybody who wants to learn a little bit about rugby, handle a rugby ball, run around a little bit, and this is for all ages. So even if you're a curious adult, we encourage you to come out and join us.
That's Carrie Diamond. She's the manager of the Spash Rugby Club. The event starts at 1 p.m. at Heritage Park in Plover. Starting at 2:15, special guest Jessica Berta Leslie will give a short presentation on the growth of rugby across the state, nation, and the world. Jessica is a former UWSP player who is now associated with the Wisconsin Badgers and USA Rugby.
The Rafters took a hit in their race for the playoffs last night. They lost to the Mallards 11-3. The Rats now have to hope the Mallards lose their next two games to the Woodchucks, and they win in their two-game series against the Green Bay Rockers. First pitch at Witterfield tonight at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's crystalflush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's fresh coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 59. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Yeah. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Melissa and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you get the answer right. Boom, just like that. You win yourself a value pack of four, a family pack from our friends at Culver's. What that is two adult meals, two kids meals. That's a meal you ain't got to cover. You don't have to think about for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's free Culver's. What more do you need? It's awesome. That's great. We send a big shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Thank you so much to them. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Melissa. I haven't done this one before. This is in the years and years and years. I think we've been doing this almost 7 years now, maybe five, 6 years. We've never done this one, and I can't believe we haven't. So 424-2600. Get ready to call up, everybody. Tell us what TV show this is from. All right, let's see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Oh, that's the Partridge Family.
Yeah, it is. Hey, nicely done.
Nice.
Well done. It's not official yet. Wait. All right, there we go. Now it's official. Now it's official. Thank you, sir. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Timothy.
Timothy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate it. You knew that one pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah, I had such a crush on Lori Partridge back in the day.
I don't blame you, sir. I do not blame you. I did not, growing up, I didn't see the Partridge Family, really. So I think that's one, why this, okay. I was going to ask Melissa, because yeah, this one slipped me. And I don't know why we haven't done this one sooner. That's a pretty popular one, as noted by Tim here, getting it right away. Appreciate that, Timothy. Thank you.
Yeah, probably a little before your time, you know, late 70s.
So. Yeah, yeah. thanks so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate that. Timothy, you've won before, right?
Yeah.
All right, we've got your information. You go ahead and stop by and pick this up from Pam. Say hi to her when you do, and thank you so much for listening, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That was fun.
Congratulations, Tim.
Yeah,
nice.
That was fun. Yeah, this... I'm trying to think, Melissa, with this TV show and the idea of it. I don't know how much you know about the Partridge Family. I don't know a ton about it. But from what I know, it was a mom who took her kids on the road and they played music. They were like a traveling band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about all I know, too. They traveled around in a school bus. We watched the Brady Bunch when I was a kid.
Okay. I don't feel like you could get away with that TV show anymore. I feel like that it lasts one episode and Child Services comes and like ends the episode. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it was people love that show. It's still got a big following to this day. I thought it was kind of interesting. I was just looking for the heck of it because I don't want to stump people with these. I want to have fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking, making sure what year came out and everything. And as I was doing that, I came across a couple Reddit threads and some things of people that just still really love the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it only ran for 4 seasons, but I would, the premise sounds fun. I would go back and watch it.
It sounds like such a 70s premise. It's such a great idea. If you're making a TV show in the 70s, you think of this idea. You're like, yes, green light this. We don't even need to make a pilot. Let's just go ahead and do it. And a great cast, really good cast on that show. We will take a break. We are going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about tank tops,
okay.
And the terms and the names that they have had over the years, and what we're changing that to.
Oh, okay.
That's coming up, and a few right here.
Fashion and Style with James.
And Melissa on mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 82. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 59. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you hanging out. We hope you're having a great Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, just go ahead and have a great Friday.
Just do it. Just do it. Just go right ahead. Decide that it's going to be a great one and make it one. Enjoy. Let's have some fun here, Melissa, with an interesting topic. I don't think this has to be heavy or serious. I think we can talk about this and enjoy.
Okay.
I am going to be one of the first people to tell you that, one, I am not a fashionista.
Nice of you to own that, James.
I probably could not be farther on the spectrum of fat, knowing what to wear and all that stuff than where I am on this spectrum. I think that Melissa has amazing style. I like the way that you carry yourself, dress, and everything. To me, you understand style a little bit. I think you understand what works for you, which to me is understanding style. I do want to also stress that I am not one of the, while I am ethnic and I have a number of reasons to be, I'm not an ultra PC person. I believe that there is a representation and a balancing that needs to happen. And that is where we kind of overdid it with PCism for a little while there. And I feel like we are now beginning to balance that out, where representation and these things are becoming more into the limelight. There is a lot of work that needs to be done. And we're
always.
But I do think that we don't do ourselves any good if we don't accept the progress that has been made and the trailblazers that have made that progress for us. Including some of us that have been around for some of this. And then there are situations like this, Melissa, which bring out the PC and I think a lot of us. Gen Z has decided that white tank tops for men should no longer be called, I don't even like saying this out loud, wife beaters.
Yeah. So that was a term, especially in the 90s, I think it was very, very common.
Not in my house. So if you've ever seen me outside of work, you've probably seen me in one of these. Very rarely will you ever see me in a white one. And there's a reason for that. Growing up in our house, my dad used to call these a Dago tee, like an Italian t-shirt.
Okay.
Which is a joke on basically Italians. You know, this is a big part of our wardrobe, wearing these things, these tank tops. You're never going to see a mob movie and not see at least like four or five different scenes with Italians in tank tops, you know, and Dago tees. That's what we always called them. So I'd never heard this term growing up until I moved out here. And I'm in football and some of my friends are teasing me for wearing a quote, and they're chanting this at me and pointing at my shirt and calling it a white beater and all this. And as somebody who was raised, there is no situation under the sun where you ever hit a woman. My dad used to tell me, I grew up, my father telling me this since I was 5 years old. Jimmy, I don't care if a woman's coming at you with a blowtorch and a pitchfork. You run the other way. Run the other way, Jimmy.
Like, and that's, just run away.
And this is my boxing father telling me to run from somebody and everything. It wasn't something, it wasn't a terminology. It wasn't something that was kosher in our house or anything like that. So I come up here and it's the I think it's the most disgusting term I've ever heard, for especially for clothing.
Yeah.
That we would joke about this, that it would get so popular that it would get to a point where it is in our lexicon, it is in society's lexicon, tells you why we have an issue with domestic violence right there, if not a billion other things that it tells you.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that Gen Z is doing that I think is kind of interesting and kind of cool, the shirts are back in fashion now, so there's an idea of changing the terminology, and it's already being used a lot on TikTok, and Urban Dictionary added it last year. So the term wife pleaser is now what they are being called.
Huh.
The shirts are so big back in fashion. So the idea is they're pleasing to the eye.
Yes.
Plus, it also almost rhymes with the other version, so it's easier for people to remember.
Hmm.
No one seems to know where the term came from. Some sources say it was a guy who killed his wife in 47. It was photographed in one. Also, Marlon Brando wore one when he played the abusive husband in 1951's A Streetcar Named Desire. Mm-hmm. And it's not the first time someone's tried to come up with a new name. Other suggestions got traction. Wife lover, wife blesser, wife respecter. maybe tank top or undershirt works also, you know,
it was originally called the A-shirt.
Yes, it was called it. Thank you. I could not remember that. Man, you're good. I could not remember that.
Well, I looked it up. I can't claim to know it.
But you were good enough and quick enough to look it up. I didn't even get that done. I'm really happy about this, but what bothers me too is you just know the pushback that you get with these things. And I want people to pay attention. I'm sorry, could I cut you off there, Melissa, real quick?
No, go ahead.
I want people to pay attention to the people that push back on this. Because mm-hmm. they're showing you, again, what do I always tell you? You don't have to ask the hard questions. You don't have to ask hardball questions and things. People will hang themselves with their own answers. Just let them talk. Anybody pushing back on this or likes that term, you know, wife being all that, they're going to tell you right there where they stand on this issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because why champion that term?
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
Nor would it be okay if there was any other, you know, word before beater.
Yeah.
It's not okay to beat other people.
There's no way that this would have made it as far in society if it was a husband beater.
You know, no.
That wouldn't have lasted. That wouldn't have made it out of the room that it was set in. It says a great deal about where we are in society, how far we've come, but also why and how far we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I like that. Wife pleaser. Yeah. I like that. Can I call it a wife pleaser if I'm not married? Can I?
Sure.
Well, it just might get me in trouble. Because if I'm not married and I'm calling it a wife pleaser, like, well, whose wife are you talking? I'm just kidding.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with appreciating the male form.
Yeah.
No matter your status.
This is what happens when I always try to find a way to funny the serious and wrap up. It just fails. Let's talk about this one. Talk about people's height.
Okay.
Some people, when asked for their age, might fib a little bit or knock off a year. Or what I love more than anything is asking young people what their age is. I'm mm-hmm. five and a half, or I'm, you know,
yeah, that five and three quarters.
Yeah.
More normal to hear that when they're like 10.
Yeah.
Because then they start to want to be older.
And, you know, it gets a little harder with some other things. In a new poll, people were asked if they've ever lied about their height. And 79% of people haven't. And I almost guarantee at least 40% of those people are lying. at least. If you asked me, if they just surveyed me on this and they asked me how many people in my life I think have lied about their height, I would say at least 84 to 85%.
Is it a lie if you just get it wrong because you don't know for sure?
No,
or you can't remember?
No, not to me. No, that's just not knowing and not, you know, it's not a big deal to you and everything. 11% of people will exaggerate it by at least an inch. 6% say they usually claim they're an inch taller than they are. Another 3% add 2 inches, and another 2% try to pull off 3.
Wow.
4% of people say that they are shorter than they are. So there is some people out there.
Oh, okay. That was me. I always wanted to be shorter than I was, than I am. And I'm actually, you know, a fairly average to short woman comparatively. Yeah.
It's,
I think I'm 5'6".
You might guess that those people that say that they are shorter are women, tend to be, and taller women. Mm-hmm. But the demographic that's more likely to say that is younger men, actually, that they are shorter. I don't know
really?
I've ever heard of anything like that before. That is one of the weirder things I've heard, just because my whole life men have lied about how tall they are, and usually by an inch or at least an inch, if not two.
It's kind of a silly thing to lie about, really. Yeah. And I can say that because I've done it.
You know, it's something that I've never quite understood because what, like, it's like to me lying on a dating app. Like, if things go the way you want them to, you're going to meet this person. They're going to find out you don't have blue eyes. You know, they're going to find...
that you're not 5'10", you're actually 5'5". Yeah. That's quite the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
I just going to be able to easily be told.
Don't really feel like you're... This is... Who do you think you're fooling here? Who do you... You know, where do you really want this to go?
Well, I think it says something about how in society we are so pressured to be the perfect height, the perfect weight, the perfect, you know, everything, where instead of being encouraged to accept ourselves for who we are, you know, I heard a great line the other day, or actually I read it because I was looking for, I was reading a Reddit thread about affirmation of ourselves as who we are. And one of the greatest things I've read is, you are a package for your personality. That's all you are. Accept your package and embrace your personality.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I really like
that. I don't remember where it came from. Sorry, author of whoever wrote that. It wasn't me.
Yeah, nicely done,
but I think that's a great thought.
That one. I felt that one. That really hit home. That's a good quote. I like that. I need to do a little more of that myself, actually, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think we all could, because we are who we are. We can't change. I mean, yes, can you get leg extensions?
Yeah,
yes, yeah. They have done it. They have chopped somebody's legs off halfway through the femur and added more. But oh my goodness, what a painful process to go through.
Yeah.
Just for what? A few more inches? Okay.
Yeah. You were made.
Love yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You were made the way you are. Ain't nothing in the universe like you. There's nothing in the universe.
Nobody else is like you.
Yeah. Embrace that. That's a beautiful thing. That's a superpower right there.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. I would like to go back to something you touched on about lying about your height, because it hits home to me a little bit also, because my mom and her sisters did this a lot. My mom and her sisters all are a bit taller, especially for women, traditionally. And growing up, that was something that I heard a lot of stories from her and them about this, where guys wouldn't ask them to dance, or men sometimes were hesitant to go out with them and that kind of thing. It was part of the reason why my mom fell for my dad so quick, because my dad made quick eye contact with her and just seemed to really see her. And not like these kind of things.
Not just the height.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. as a side note, she does say that she really loved volleyball. She was very good at volleyball. My Aunt Karen was great at basketball. My Aunt Karen was really good at basketball. Mm-hmm. So it does have some advantages. But
yes.
I do think that that's something, especially for men, that it's important and good for us to hear, because more empathy created, the better. Also, just I don't think a lot of guys understand that or know that. Being raised by my mom. God, don't let her have heard that. Oh, man. People, the Jewish guilt that just fell on my shoulders. I seriously took a slump down. I felt it so much.
Oh my goodness. Did you just get shorter, James?
Yes,
you just got shorter.
I just went
That's one way to do it, I guess.
I just went from 6'1 to 6'1.5. Like, I just, I'm joking. height is a weird one, though. It is a weird one. It is one of those things where you are what you are. Some of the lengths and things that people go to, from lifts in their shoes to the surgery you referenced, just boggles my mind. I also can't pretend that I know what it's like to be shorter, because my whole life I've been a scarecrow. I feel like I was born 6'1". So.
Well, but you know, there is also the your posture has a lot to do with it. When I was 19, I married a man who was actually about an inch shorter than I was. And I would slouch every time we were up, you know, standing together at something, because I didn't want him to feel bad about his height, because he kind of had a bit, I don't know if he actually had a complex about it, but I inferred that on him and was trying to be the subservient woman and not, you know, make him look shorter. But that wasn't good for me, obviously. And it wasn't until years later that I realized, hey, you know, posture matters. Stand up straight.
I've heard so many stories in my life from women similar to that, Melissa, of a woman doing something to try to make a man's ego feel better, to satisfy a man's ego.
It's such a societal thing in our country and in other countries of the world, too.
Yeah, yeah. I just appreciate people for who they are. You know, mm-hmm. It ain't that hard. I did
man,
want
to, woman, short, tall.
Yes, yes. Animal or dog? Any dog, because that I had no segue. I'm sorry. City of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming its new dog park.
No, it got its name yesterday. Poop on Seth.
We're done, everybody. We're done collecting names. How hilarious would that be if that won, Melissa? How would you? Would any part of you feel a little bad? Would any part of you?
Nope. Not even a tiny bit.
You can drop those names off at wirapids.org/dogpark, or you could drop them off in person at Winter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Park and Rec Department, Southland County Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, Bow Wow Meow, or you can call up right here.
Yeah, we'll get it to the mayor.
Yep. We got from Beth, Play Pause Park. Al out of Nakusa gave us dogs, dogs, dogs. Of course, Melissa just gave you one of hers, Poop Scoop. Well, I want to reference Poop Scoop and Run because I like that one. I actually like
well,
that one.
Well, you know, because then it could have that, you know, PSR dog park.
Yeah, yeah.
The PSR dog park. And you wouldn't, you'd have it in parentheses underneath on the sign, Poop Scoop and Run.
I got a couple from listeners that we're gonna collect and bring to you next Monday. We'll okay. have them for you on Monday. And as I see a call coming in right when we got to go to the ID, please feel free to call back right away when we come back after CBS News here on.